Let's get real. Do you want the U.S. to go to war with Iran in a futile attempt to stop them from acquiring a nuclear weapon? That's what those who are trying to torpedo the deal that is being negotiated seem to want. For most of the Republicans, it appears that it is more important to damage President Obama than to avoid war. Now that the fight over the proposed nuclear agreement with Iran has been postponed till sometime in June, perhaps we the people can weigh in on this issue. Though I personally support the negotiated framework, I'm going to go out on a limb and argue a more extreme position, that it's none of our business whether or not Iran has a nuclear weapon. Stopping Iran's bomb is not an acceptable reason to go to war. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says an Iranian bomb is a matter of Israel's survival. Why? Israel already has numerous nuclear weapons, and if the Iranians even came close to attempting an attack, they would be annihilated. Those of us over the age of 45 well remember the fact that during the Cold War, the Soviet Union had enough nuclear weapons to destroy the United States many times over. Yet no nuclear weapons were ever dropped on civilian or military targets after 1945. Why? Because each side knew that a hint of a nuclear attack would bring massive, immediate retaliation. Why would it be any different between Iran and Israel? I challenge the warmongers in both the Democratic and Republican parties. Why would you be willing to go to war with Iran to prevent them from acquiring nuclear weapons? Some have argued that if Iran gets nuclear weapons, Saudi Arabia might then go ahead and acquire some too. Well, maybe, but consider the situation on the Indian subcontinent. What damage has been done because Pakistan and India both have nuclear weapons? The last time they came close to fighting, the fact that they were both nuclear states actually stopped them from going over the edge. Please don't get me wrong. Of course it would be better if the Indian subcontinent were nuclear free. Of course it would be better if Iran and therefore Saudi Arabia did not develop nuclear weapons. But is it so much better that it's worth the U.S. getting into an endless all-out war with Iran to prevent that situation? Everyone who has looked at it admits that a sustained bombing campaign would only set back Iran's nuclear program a few years. What it would also do is guarantee that the Iranians will develop a nuclear weapon to deter us and Israel from attacking them again. The only way to be sure that Iran will not have nuclear weapons would be to invade and occupy it. This would be Vietnam and Iraq multiplied by suicide bombers and a fight against a massive modern military. Iraq's army could be conquered in a few short weeks, yet even there, we can all see the long-run consequences. In the end, I think the most important effort that has to be made is to persuade leaders in Congress that we the people really mean it when we say we do not want war with Iran. Yes, the polls are contradictory. Many want a negotiated settlement, yet a majority doubts the Iranians will keep their word. To those people who worry about the Iranians keeping their word, I return to the major point. That point is, why is going to war with Iran better than them having a nuclear weapon?